This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Great Lakes Elliott Ness as a Category 3A Vienna Lager. This beer's won some medals. It's been around for a while. Bottle talks about it winning a gold medal at the World Beer Cup. It's a light coppery red color, brilliant clarity, tall cream-colored head that seems to be pretty persistent. No complaints on that. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, it's got a moderate, toasty, grainy malt, sort of bready or biscuity. And it's sort of becoming more biscuity as it warms. Sort of like, biscuit malt, victory malt, that kind of thing. Light malty sweetness. It had a little bit of alcohol. Low hops. It's a clean lager character. I'm not getting any esters. The level of the malt is nice, and it's nice that it has a little toasty quality to it, but that grainy, biscuity characteristic is really not typical. Makes me think that the wrong kind of malt for this beer was used. So I'm going to give it a 10 for aroma. Okay, tasting it. It has a moderate maltiness. The same kind of flavors I smelled. Toasty, biscuity, grainy. A little bit of alcohol. I put the bitterness at moderate. Most of it from hops, but there's a little bit from alcohol. There's a medium-low hop flavor. I'm not really getting any particular hop variety, just a suggestion of hops. It's a dry finish. I think the alcohol and the sort of the grainy quality also makes it seem dry. If you put in some roasty malts or something, and it can give you a dry finish. I'm getting it from some of these grainy malts. It has an aftertaste of biscuity, toasty malt, a little alcohol, light hops. It seems fairly smooth and fresh. That's good. I just sort of pick a little bit at the alcohol and the type of malt. I'm going to give it a 15 for flavor. Mouthfeel. Medium body and medium carbonation. It's a little warming, maybe medium light. It's a little bit much. It is smooth. I'll take off a point because the alcohol seems a little up. So, overall, I have two basic complaints. I think it would do better as with a lower gravity. It's a 6.2% alcohol beer. That's a little bit above the historical range, and it's not really what we go for in the guidelines. So, the balance is right. If you can get one where the alcohol's been aged out, I think it can give you an idea of the overall balance, but this one is a little big for the style, and I don't really think the alcohol adds anything. I think it's actually a little distracting. I smelled it and I tasted it and I feel it. I think it would be a smoother beer without that. The other The other complaint is the malt is a little off. I get more of a biscuity flavor than a toasty, elegant German malt. Could be. I've had beers sort of taste like that if you use sort of the American versions of the German malts. They don't have the same elegance. Maybe they're using Brees malt or something. I don't know. Have no way of really telling. They could have used. They could have put some Victory malt in it or Biscuit malt, which isn't really historically accurate. I think the style works best when you let the sort of toasty Vienna malt show through more. So those are my two basic knocks. I do like the balance. I do like the dryness. It is a clean and well-made beer, but just sort of be aware for learning the style that they're not typically this big, and some of the malt flavors are a little off. They might be more reflective of American grain varieties than German. That's how they sort of come off. So give it an 8 overall for a total score of 40. It's a solid beer, but it does need a little fine-tuning. And the fine-tuning I'd recommend is just a little bit lower gravity and a different malt. Those are very minor tweaks as brewing goes. So that is the Great Lakes Elliott Ness, judged as a Category 3A Vienna Lager.